hey, yesterday, it was a spring-like day for all of us. Some record high temperatures throughout all of Northeast Ohio. Despite what Mother Nature is saying and displaying out there, we still have 20-plus days, 27 now to be exact. Michaela, as the countdown remains on. Okay, so it's 68 degrees right now at 9 p.m. later on tonight. You'll see a, just everyone's normal 30-degree temperature drop. It'll be 38 tonight at like 9 p.m.
So. Yep, it's going to change real fast. But then again, I think by Friday, we're going to see close to 60 again. So we're on a little roller coaster ride. So
that's Ohio.
I was going to say O-H.
I-O, of course. That's always required after that. Always. Hey, sad news yesterday in Jackson Township, Stark County. Kind of broke in the morning hours. Which is, just kind of another issue, another problem at a local school. Really, it's becoming a big issue in 2018. Folks basically getting guns into schools. But the issue yesterday at Jackson Schools was at the middle school. Some kid walked in there and shot himself in the bathroom. And then the story from the day was on. That was the top story of the day yesterday. They went to his where he lived, searched his whole place. Kids were released early to parents and everything after the school. All of Jackson Public Schools were on lockdown in the afternoon yesterday. And you were actually working kind of closely with the situation, Michaela, because you pull double duty working at the sheriff's office up there in Stark County. So it was a long day for you yesterday.
Yeah, I will say that the Stark County Sheriff's Office did not lead that investigation. Obviously, that was the Jackson Township Police Department. But the Sheriff's Office, very similar to down here, they always jump in when they're needed and assist other departments quite often. So Sheriff Meyer was at the scene just there to, in case anyone needed any help, kind of working with the press conferences and everything. And it was absolutely mind-boggling what happened yesterday. I mean, Jackson, everything that happened at Jackson Local, and then there were additional threats that were circulating at other schools, and it's just, it's terrifying to think of the world that we live in right now.
Social media sometimes sends folks into a frenzy. Yeah. And sometimes can report wrong information.
You know what? And here's something that I just want to make known. And the Stark County Sheriff's Office issued a policy or a statement yesterday in light of all of this. There is absolutely, on law enforcement side, no tolerance, no leniency for people who make threats at all. And definitely not when they use anonymous social media apps or what have you. There is no tolerance for it. It doesn't matter if the person is 14 or if the person is 30. They come down on you because it's dangerous. And you can't do that. In addition to that, when you see something like that on Facebook, don't share it. Don't hit the share button and share it on your page. Call police. Let them know you came across it. Because when you share those things, you're just aiding in the gossip. You're aiding in the inducing panic, and you're essentially kind of
encouraging it.
Yeah,
a little bit.
don't report things on Facebook.
I wouldn't necessarily say encouraging it, but I mean just shedding more light on it, which doesn't.
Well, here's the thing: when you spread that stuff, for example, there is, and this is very much still under investigation, not specifically with the sheriff's office, but there is a social media threat that has been circulating Stark County. It started off targeting one school, and by the end of day yesterday, about six or seven schools were mentioned, and it's the exact same screenshot of the exact same message. So that's how the gossip starts. That's how the panic gets induced. If you see something like that, report it to law enforcement because they know how to handle it.
See, it's the Russians. They mess with our election. Now they're messing with our schools. All these Russian hackers.
Unfortunately, I don't think it's anything outside of this country. I think it's right here on our home ground.
The story, though, yesterday, seventh grader, he had Jackson Middle School. Apparently, he had a backpack with what they called distractionary devices, whatever that is supposed to mean. Some speculated it was explosives. Some really don't know. No, the kid's not. He's hasn't passed yet. He's still in a hospital,
well, his
apparently.
Condition isn't known.
Yeah, so.
I mean, they're not going to. That's definitely, you know, confidential information. There's no doubt about it that it was a sad situation. You don't ever want to see that happen. But it is time for us to quit just talking about it.
Can you believe they're going back to school there today? They're having school today. They're at Jackson Schools. Thought at least maybe they'd take a day. I thought for sure they'd take the rest of the week. to be honest with you. But now they're going back to school today. They want to try and maintain some sort of normalcy. That was part of the quote that I read this morning in some news stories. So anyway, there you go. Kiss your kids, folks. Kiss your kids goodbye and tell them you love them. I mean, every day. I mean, that's really what it comes to now. Send them off to school. Don't even know where they're safe at. Can't go to a movie theater anymore. Can't go to church. No, that's out of the question. Can't go to churches. Sending your kids to schools. Welcome to the 21st century.
It needs to start talking about what we're doing to be proactive, what we're doing to assume something like this will happen. We need to prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And that's just the take that we have to approach it like that. And we need to quit just talking about it. We need to quit. You know, actually, since we're talking about this now, there is a group of the survivors from the Parkland school shooting in Florida that took place last week, and their parents that are actually meeting with President Donald Trump today in what they're calling a listening session, where they are going to share their thoughts and ideas. Whatever side you take, okay, regardless of that debate, conversation needs to be had to figure out what action we take moving forward.
Which is kind of cool. The Jet, you know, the company JetBlue, it's kind of like a private little airliner. They're actually, for the folks there in Parkland, providing all airline and ground transportations for free for family and relatives who want to make it to funeral services in the Florida area, which I thought was kind of cool. They're kind of their big hub down there is in Fort Lauderdale, so I thought that was a kind of a cool feel-good story, offering up all the free transportation for folks down there. This is America, after all, that we live in, folks. Hey, Fergie issued her apology, finally. Did she have to issue an apology, though? Could she have just let it go?
She butchered the Star Spangled Banner.
She said, I've always been honored and proud to perform the national anthem, and I wanted to try something special for the NBA. I'm a risk taker artistically, but clearly this rendition didn't strike the intended tone, clearly, right there. I love this country and honestly tried my best. Can you blame her for trying her best? I mean,
yes. You don't change the national anthem.
Fight.
You don't change it. Your voice makes it unique enough. Don't change the national anthem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Still not doing it for me.
You can turn it off now.
Still not doing it for me. It was ending anyway, so I'm glad it was ending. But anyway, she issued her apology. Don't think she'll be doing the national anthem at any major sporting event or any event for that matter.
I think she should just hibernate for a while.
Yeah, she's had a rough go. Just had a divorce. Now she's receiving all sorts
of... Okay, but Pink had, like, the flu and still knocked it out of the park.
You know what? Okay. Great point. Pink did have the flu at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And still killed... the funny thing was, right before, ladies and gentlemen, to sing the national anthem, recording artist and multi-Grammy award-winning artist, it's Pink, right? Right after you see her spit out her cough drop there.
Right, exactly.
And she still killed
it. Awesome. She's like, just had my kids sneezing into my mouth, but I'm going to do my best. She did her best. Fergie, I don't know what the heck you were doing. Has been.
Oh, McKayla.
Has been.
Yeah, you're probably right. Mm-hmm. She hasn't had a big hit in like 10 years.
No, she's trying too hard.
Get back with the Black Eyed Peas, Ferg.
Just stop. Just retire.
Hey, later, chance to win $25 to Bell Stores. Also, new country throughout the morning for you guys as well. And it's picture day here in the office, Michaela. We'll talk about great old picture day later today for all of us as well. I'm sure you guys care about that.